I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. Google is phasing out Windows at company headquarters. Google says it doesn't trust Windows security. This as the company prepares an operating system of its own to compete against Windows. The second fastest computer in the world is in China, according to new rankings. A computer run by the U.S. Department of Energy in Tennessee is still number one, and that runs at 1.75 petaflops, or 1,750 trillion calculations per second. 2 million iPads have been sold in less than 60 days. Their computers and their electronic book readers each comes with an e-book of Winnie the Pooh. Meanwhile, Amazon may release a new version of the Kindle electronic book reader this summer, slimmer, lighter, still in black and white. Susan Orlean is the author of The Orchid Thief, among other books. She says she's getting ready for where books are going.
Storytelling existed since people existed. Then it started being put down in some form. Then it became, you know, the Gutenberg blew everybody's mind. But eventually, I think it's an inevitable progression that we will go increasingly towards books being electronic files.
But Kindle uses one kind of format for those files. iPad uses another. And at a big trade show for publishers last weekend, there was a call for a universal standard format for electronic books. Mike Schatzkin is the founder of Idea Logical, a publishing consulting company. Mike, why don't we have one universal format?
Because they're trying to create competitive advantage for themselves against the other guy, and it wouldn't be helpful to them to create a format that everybody else could play in.
What the publishers are doing right now is moving their existing text over to screens. And from their perspective, it would be a lot easier if there were a single format. In reality, the notion of what a book is going to change dramatically over the next several decades. And it would be impossible to settle on a format for what we don't even know is going to be the form.
Bob Stein is the founder and co-director of the Institute for the Future of the Book.
The notion that reading and writing are solitary experiences, that's going to go away. Because what we have found over the last several years is that when you move something like a book into a dynamic digital network, the social aspects of reading and writing come from the background directly into the foreground. And the sense that a book is written by an individual person is going to change fairly rapidly. But even more rapidly, I believe, we're going to discover that reading is something that we do with other people. Right.
Where does that leave Huckleberry Finn? Where does that leave the classical reading experience? Because I hope that I'll go back and read Huckleberry Finn in 20 years.
You may very well. The more interesting question of Huckleberry Finn is, you know, when you read it again, you know, will you be leaving notes in the margin for your grandchildren? Will you be reading it with your best friend who lives in Tokyo?
So, Bob, what I hear you saying is that this latest discussion about a call for a universal format from extant book publishers and what's happening with the Kindle and what's happening with the iPad, this in the not too distant future will just be seen as some squabbling over dying technologies and dying systems. Is that right? Is that fair?
I'm afraid that's right. My sense is that two things are about to happen to the publishers. One is that social reading is going to take off much faster than they expect. And number two, piracy is going to start to happen to them. Publishers seem to think that they have some special pass from God and that they're not going to be beset by the same problems that came to the music industry and the movie industry. But in fact, they are. Publishers really don't have any idea what's about to hit them in that regard.
Bob Stein is the founder and co-director of the Institute for the Future of the Book. We reached him via Skype. In other news, after The Hurt Locker won Best Picture at this year's Oscars, a lot of people wanted to see it, and a lot of people ended up grabbing illegal download copies off the internet so they could. This week, the producers of the film went after those people in court, filing lawsuits against 5,000 thus far anonymous defendants. They're asking the court to order anyone who downloaded The Hurt Locker to delete it from their computers. They also plan to ask for damages, though no dollar amount has been set. Meanwhile, a quick online search of Hurt Locker downloads reveals there are still lots of places to grab those files. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.